Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It is a high of 66 today. Currently, it's 34. Clear skies in Grandview.
Hi-dee!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Galentine's Day?
What does that mean exactly?
It's more so of a friendship thing. Like, the friendship love day is kind of what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. Y'all have fun with that. Celebration for Valentine's Day. We got a couple guests coming up in the building, D. We got R&B singer LaBelle.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I like that. A little pizzazz. Almost scared me. And we also have licensed professional counselor Jamisha Sykes. She has expertise in relationship issues. And for the cousins that have open relationships, she might have you covered too.
It's a little loud. Let me see if I can turn that down. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, y'all. We celebrate love the Hustle and Shine way on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
How do you avoid being distracted from purposeful activity? Set your sights on an objective that is more compelling than any distraction. The momentary pleasure promised by a distraction can be highly enticing, yet you are capable of actions that will produce far more enduring richness. Before the thought of any particular distraction pops into your awareness, be prepared. Obliterate that distracting thought with your own vision of all you can achieve by staying focused. Distractions can appear inevitable and can feel like they're controlling you, but that's almost never the case. You are able to decide where your attention is pointed, so be diligent about pointing that attention toward what benefits your life and your world. Remind yourself how much of a difference your thoughts and actions can make and resolve to use them purposefully. Richness and fulfillment come from focus and directed effort, regardless of what all those alluring distractions might seem to offer. Be clear about where you intend to go and make it impossible for anything to dissuade you away from your path. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
622, high of 66. Currently, it is 34, clear skies at Operation Breakthrough. Singer Ella Mai shares her thoughts on that viral list that took place probably end of last year on social media of places where they say you should not go on a first date.
I just feel like that list was so ridiculous because I'm just like, if this is what works for one person who made this list, it doesn't necessarily mean that the person next door doesn't like Cheesecake Factory. And if I like Cheesecake Factory, then why can't we go to Cheesecake Factory?
Absolutely.
So I just felt like people took that and like completely ran with it.
They put that, they did not need to put Cheesecake Factory. Like what?
Why not?
On the list, meaning like not to go.
I'm saying like, why not? It ain't.
You don't, I mean, it's Italian. You don't like it. But I'm saying
They make a million things and like three of them are good. That's it.
Four dates?
No, just food. Like,
oh, you mean their menu?
Yeah, I'm talking about their food. I ain't get the ambiance.
Yeah, I ain't bashing no Cheesecake Factory because, you know, that was my spot. And when I attended UMKC, that was the only restaurant we can go walking distance. So everybody's birthday our freshman year, because none of us had cars, we was at Cheesecake Factory faithfully.
I know good country eating.
They were sick of us and our college our college type of tips that we was giving. So
$2.
Yeah, I mean, a little $2.50 if you really.
Ooh-wee. $2.50, boy. If I'm a waiter, boy,
this is 2015.
You gonna have the last meal come out.
But that's the thing. Everybody was giving a certain amount of tips. But yeah, I mean, you in college, you really just have a bad gauge of tips and all of that until you get a little bit older and you get a little bit more change. You'd be like, oh, okay, let's do 15%, you know, and all those things. So
never trust a menu where they got a million things on it.
I get that. I understand that point of view. Switching gears a little bit, a big topic in the past 48 hours, Gene Simmons, co-founder of the band Kiss, he's criticizing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for inducting rap artists.
For instance, Iron Maiden is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they can sell out stadiums, and Grandmaster Flash is. Ice Cube and I had a back and forth, and, you know, he's a bright guy, and I respect what he's done. It's not my music. I don't come from the ghetto. It doesn't speak my language. And I said in print many times, hip-hop does not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he shot back and said, no, it's the spirit of rock and roll. Okay, I just want to know when Led Zeppelin's going to be in the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame.
He is so ignorant. This is an idiotic take from a boomer. So, it's
what they say, okay, boomer.
It's borderline racist when he talks about the ghetto doesn't speak my language. You're damn right we don't speak your language. Right. So, stop talking. And, by the way, you want to talk about rock and roll?
Right.
And he's trying to racialize it.
Right.
Rock and roll is a black genre.
Talk about it.
Like, we invented that.
Yep.
So whenever you get through Gene Simmons with your ignorant, racist, blankety blank.
Talk to him.
Like, come on, bro. What we talk about, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is inclusive for all things music.
Right, literally. The opera is included in other things, which he also, I don't believe, they agree with. But yeah, like you said, we wanted to talk rock and roll and place a race on it. It's ours.
It's black people stuff.
Reclaiming my time.
Stop. Put our guitar down. Put our music down.
Right. Stop listening to Chuck Berry if you don't think we correlate with rock and roll.
Period.
At least the inception of it. So, hey. There's that.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jam.
Bro, I had no idea that today, like, was Friday the 13th as well as the day before Valentine's Day. So
it's a lot of
it's a scary day for some of us.
Look at you. You mad.
No.
That's for some of y'all on February 15th. Another topic, another day. Yesterday, the Kansas City, Missouri City Council adopted new regulations on what leaders have called gas station drugs. They hope it helps limit the negative health outcomes experienced by users. So 7-OH is naturally found in small amounts in the plant kratom. But what lawmakers and experts are concerned about, D, is the product made in a lab. So the now approved ordinance places a total ban on synthetic 7-OH in certain kratom products, including kratom that, quote, can't be smoked, vape, or products that look like candy, according to a press release from the city. So natural kratom will still be allowed for purchase in city limits, but it will be regulated as a 21 and up item. Stores will be responsible for keeping these products out of reach for those under 21. And dangerous chemical inhalants, as described by the ordinance, would also be banned within city limits. Now, these stores in Kansas City, Missouri, that sell synthetic 7-OH and dangerous chemical inhalants, you got 60 days to get that product off the shelves. Mm-hmm. And businesses also have 2 months to get the kratom retail license from the city of Kansas City, Missouri, if they want to keep selling a natural plant. If they don't, they can face fines from the city. Mm-hmm. You know that could be a headache.
Yeah, so go ahead and handle y'all business.
No more pink power pills for whatever.
Does that
Cameron
mean them little honey packs people was buying for a period of time and them off the shelves too? Or that might
not
be
sure.
Included?
I have no clue about none of this. Like,
really?
No, I don't.
This was viral for like a couple years.
Yeah, I don't partake in none of this stuff. So
I don't either. I don't take none of it either. Yeah, it was on Twitter for a few years. It was crazy. People just taking anything.
You ever took something, D? You
no.
Ever?
That's not my Steve.
Got some funny something. Have you ever seen the movie Senseless?
Mm-mm.
No, never mind. Ain't no use in putting that.
And
joke
that sounds like
there.
A relevant. I mean, a recent movie.
Nah,
when did that come out?
It came out with 98 with it was starring Marlon Wayans.
Okay.
So he was flunking school, mm-hmm. and he took this product that they were having, this mm-hmm. experimental drug or whatever, mm-hmm. and it made his senses
heightened.
Yes, by like a million, so he could see everything.
It was just
overdoing.
Yeah, it was just okay.
And in true Marlon Wayans style, you know, he's overdramatic.
Very much so.
It was a perfect movie for him. Go check it out. So I was thinking if you take one of these pills or something that, you just acting like Marlon Wayans on Senseless.
Like when people was popping them Addies, like you just up.
Oh,
you
no.
Big man.
Whew. Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103J.
Kansas City, Missouri leaders launched a KC Housing Gateway program on Wednesday, which invests $1 million into rapidly housing people experiencing homelessness and revamping the city's homeless response system. So city representatives and members from the business community gathered at the downtown Commerce Bank building on Wednesday morning to announce this public-private partnership. So this comes as the city reports a shortage of 64,000 housing units. Also noting that rent has increased 7% since 2 years ago, 2024. Kansas City has the highest percentage of chronically homeless and unsheltered people in the country.
Wow.
So the program will include help with security deposits, mm-hmm. utilities, and short-term rentals, as well as tenant protections. So city's manager's office will bring a national consultant to evaluate where KC's current continuum of care is lacking and how to improve it. Definitely need that because I drive around the city a lot and I just see the influx of homeless encampments of our brothers and sisters, you know, on the side of the highways and select streets trying to survive.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage people. You don't know what people have gone through and where what they've had to endure to even have enough pride to ask you. Or let go of their pride, let go of their ego to ask you to help them survive. So that's always a sensitive spot for me, D.
Yeah. Well, let's send some love around the town. 816-900-4103. Send us the name of a friend, a family member, a colleague, a bus driver, boss, student, teacher, whoever it is. And it's Galentine's Day. So if you want to shout out a sister of yours, we celebrate those female friendships. So if you want to send somebody's name, put a smile on their face, let's make that thing happen.
My girlfriend.
We're going to have to play that later. Oh. Yeah, we're going to have to play that girlfriend song later.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Hey, that was the wrong instrumental, man. I was trying to... Okay, this might be...
Set the mood.
There we go. We talking about love today. Hey, yo, we want to shout out all the cousins that's tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you doing that through your phone, streaming, or through the traditional way on the radio. You listening right now, 71, 435, 35, 29, wherever you at in KC. We thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, so we appreciate you and your time, cousin. You're going to shock me every single time, Lord. All right, shout out to the cousins that's on that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Terrell and Teshina Dones. Also, big love to Ashley Barnhart. Shout out to Staley Falcon basketball seniors. Kennison, Aiden, Will, and Kobe. Have a good game tonight. So, yeah, wishing y'all the best of luck. Happy Galentine's Day to Amina. Thank you for doing my hair this morning. This is with your cousin, Amberson. Then shout out to Carmen Nard, who always taps in with us each and every day. Happy Valentine's Day to Anthony Hogan. That was sent from your wifey, Ebony Hogan. And Anastasia Jackson is also in our rotation, letting us know happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Shout out to Stacey Davis sending what she say? It's Friday. Favorite cousins? Yeah, I know that's right. And last but not least,
it ain't lost up on me.
Also, who else we got? Miss Cindy. Hey, girl. One of your favorites, B. And another one of our cousins from the 816 said, happy Friday, everyone. And also, shout out to Marcus Hearn, Rich Harris, who's always hitting our line, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
We got a special cousin in the building.
We do.
We got KC's old Lavelle. He's in the building, up hustling and shining. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. So glad to be here with y'all.
And the drop of All in Love.
Yes, yes, yes. It's out. It's I feel real good. It's out right now.
New album out, man. You... I, oh, you... Hold on, I don't want to get you in trouble. Let's see, look at your left hand. Yeah, you good, you good. How's you? Yeah, you and the wife, y'all got some planes this weekend with the album dropping?
Man, just really out, just pushing and letting everybody know that the project is out, man. That's our Valentine's, you know?
Okay.
I love that. That's sweet. And Tongue Tied, I told him already, I heard that, and I love the video, and I love the song. And I feel like that's going to be the theme of the weekend is Tongue Tied. Sometimes somebody is just so fine, and the moment is just so electrifying that, baby, I'm tongue tied.
Absolutely. That's what it's about right there, you know, just being a beautiful person inside out, you know, that it can get you caught up and have your tongue tied.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high up 64. Currently, it is 35 with sunny skies in the River Market. Dr. Ayanla Van Zandt came through letting you know some of those red flags with family members and relationships.
You become so indoctrinated by family. You know how grandma is, or you know how Uncle Buddy is, you know how my mama is. We excuse the family, so it's hard to identify really what is and isn't toxic. Friends and lovers, partners, you've got to look at whether or not you are giving and receiving. Are you receiving for all that you're giving? And again, does this edify you?
I'm with you and you're right. Sometimes you got to do an audit on your friends and your family. Like, just because your aunt always do that thing she do at Thanksgiving dinner don't mean you should allow it. I don't know. I'm going to let our licensed counselor take that later in the show.
Leave me the hell alone.
Now, I don't know if you've been watching Club Shay Shay, but Shannon Sharp sound like he has some regrets.
I made the mistake that you make.
What?
I put work in front of everything. And I missed out on a lot of great relationships.
Would you rather be up and without a woman, or would you rather be with the woman and not as up as you are?
You want me to tell you God honest truth?
Yeah.
I'd rather be up, not up as much, and have somebody.
For real?
I do. Now, I would love to hear you all's thoughts on that, men. Be shining, Lavelle. If you have thoughts at all, I'm just kind of putting y'all on the spot. So I'm sorry.
Know. With some of the design of today, some women, not all, some, mm-hmm. It's like you can't have, you got to have both. You got to have a woman and the money and the job. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
sometimes
it puts men in a hard place because it's like, all right, we're trying to hustle and grind and get all this stuff, but now you complaining that we don't spend enough time with you or something. So it's like, what we supposed to do,
what
bro?
What do you want from me? That's what it sounded like.
What we supposed to do?
Yeah, balance is important. I feel like, Lavelle, you do a great job of balance, too, with your career. And you've been honest about your marriage and all those things, too.
Right, right. Well, I mean, for me, even having kids, you know, it's very important that they know where I am and what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I put them first. And now that, you know, they're of age and they're grown, it's my time. And I still make time for family. But like B said, you know, you want the beautiful things. That mean we have to get out and put that work in. So, I mean, you know, that's part of tongue tie when you're a beautiful person inside and out, you know.
I think a lot of times the question is, that should be for women. Do you want a bum or do you want somebody who's doing something?
So you're saying you got to pick.
In this day and age, you do. Do you want a bum or do you want somebody cuddling with you?
That's deep.
What? I mean, we got some women out there that's putting in some work
of
too.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
We got one of the legends from KCK. We got Lavelle in the building, talking all things love this morning, trying to get y'all in the mood. You know what I'm saying? But along with Lavelle, D, we had to go to one of our other cousins to get some professional help.
Mm-hmm. We have licensed professional counselor Jamisha Sykes with us in the building, and we definitely got to have some serious conversation. How you doing, Jamisha?
I'm doing good.
Now, I'm going to just hop off the porch right now. Might as well. Let's get into it. Why not? It's love weekend. How do you bring up wanting to try something new in the bedroom with not offending your partner?
Out the gate, we're going to dive into it.
That's actually a pretty good topic, though,
because some people do struggle with that in their relationships, and they end up not bringing it up, which could lead to infidelity or just an overall sense of, I'm not happy here, my needs aren't being met. So that's a legitimate question. It is a little spicy.
I just want to make sure people are covered for Valentine's weekend.
It is legit. So what I like to say about bringing up difficult things in general is first to kind of start with connection. Really connect with that person before you either give criticism or bring up a hard to discuss topic, but you want to connect. And that can look like just starting off, hey, how's your day going?
Oh, so a little small talk to then be like, hey,
you know,
by the way.
You know, when they just come in there like, hey, my needs aren't getting met. Let's do better. So connect with them first. Just kind of check in, check their temperature. Sometimes even asking permission, you know, if you know your partner doesn't like to kind of be caught off guard or if they struggle with those difficult conversations, you know, do you have the capacity to have maybe a difficult conversation with me for 10 or 15 minutes? I got something I want to talk about, just to give them a chance to regulate a little bit before you just dive into it. So start with some connection. Also, start with maybe some praise before you're like, hey, in the bedroom, I'm not getting X, Y, and Z. Share what you do like. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is going well. I really enjoy these things. Let's keep this up.
Hey.
We're doing great here. And then you slide in there with the, and also,
what you think about?
Yeah. Mm. And so I like how you phrase that, because you want to, because it is a relationship, it's a partnership. So you do want to have more of like a questioning, curiosity sort of vibe. Like, hey, what do you think about? I was wondering if, I think it could be beneficial. I think it could be fun, you know, if we did X, Y, and Z. So really propose it in a way of, hey, I would like to try this new cool thing. Not so much in a way that you're not satisfying me.
Got
you're
you.
Lacking in that area. Mm. This isn't working out, because that's a little harsh.
Absolutely.
Hey. You may put your partner on the defense.
You don't want to do all of that.
You don't want to do that. Because now the conversation is going south, and you know, now nobody's needs are getting met here.
Yikes.
So just be mindful, like I said, of the connection first. Gently bring it up, but also be kind of clear. Trying new things is kind of vague.
Gotcha.
So if you have an idea, state
it. See, now you got your, because you got your answer now. Now you know.
Yeah. If you have an idea, state it.
I'm going to just throw some Lavelle on. That's what I'm going to do.
Now, that really set them over.
Well, I mean, and for me, you know, definitely there's a thing. It is the love weekend. We have a song on the new project called Intimacy. But intimacy is one of those things, like you just said, the connection. But there's a thing that we practice is, into me and see what completes me on a daily basis. Ooh. And when you're doing that, then you know your partner inside out. So you guys can have that communication. You guys can do that. When you're into that person.
See, we're having a real deep dive of a conversation. I love this.
We getting you in the mood this morning on Hustle and Shine. It's a Valentine's Day special show we got going on with a couple of our cousins in the building. Look, I got to get to it, D.
Yeah.
I got to holler at Lavelle real quick for the fellas. I just need you to throw the game goofy fellas some tips on what they need to do starting tonight going into tomorrow.
Man, just love on her. Love on her and treat her like the queen that she is, and let her know when y'all fell in love, you know, he found his heaven on earth.
Short and sweet.
That's
like that. Sometimes you ain't got to say too much.
That's it.
Well, I got to ask you, Jamisha, on your side, what are some tips for the women out there?
To connect with their partner?
Yes.
Okay.
Just this Valentine's weekend.
It is Valentine's weekend, and it's not just about the ladies. So, you know, women can connect with their partners as well. Really speak their love language. I don't want to go to therapy on you guys, but speaking your partner's love language. If you don't know it, this could be an opportunity to get to know it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do know it, really show up in a way that they would receive. What's their love language? Be intentional. I think Valentine's Day, the meaning behind it is to show some love, affection, communicate appreciation, admiration on purpose. It's to be intentional. So if you keep that in the forefront, you should be able to figure something out.
Yeah, love is in the air, be shining.
Yeah, and you got to go get that All in Love album from Lavelle. The wait is over.
Yes, sir.
It has dropped today. Mm-hmm. And all streaming platforms?
All streaming platforms, man. Big shout out to, I got to say a big shout out to my brother Jazz.
Jazz!
And 641 Studios, man. He put his thing down on all the projects. So big shout out to everybody, man. Please go check that body of work out. Let us know what you think, because it's really for you guys.
Support one of your own, man. He's right here from the town. K KCK's Finest Lavelle. You play that album tonight going into tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I promise.
They make like you there.
They go make some babies.
Is it baby making
They
music?
Go make it, you know, because we got intimacy on there. We got I Love It right here. You know, you gonna be good.
Proceed with caution.
That point. Enter at your own risk.
I love that.
We appreciate y'all coming on this morning, hustling and shining. Y'all have a good one and be a blessing, and y'all do y'all thing tomorrow, all right?
Thank y'all for having us.
Bon appetit.
Busy Bitman, 816 day. We on Hustling and Shining.
D, you ready to get in the booth?
Let's do it.
I can't wait to hear what you got this week. Come on. Yeah.
Get my Rob Lowe star. Shay Lyric bag. We'll see.
And gon' get in that bag. Come on.
Get up and get out. It's Galentine's Day. Check or deposit. You just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always. Have a good weekend. Do your thing, V-Day.
Hey, yeah. Do your thing. That's what you on this morning,
hey,
D?
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just speaking for the cousins out there that know what they got going on this weekend.
Okay. What you got on deck this weekend, D?
Well, you know, shout out to Jazz Food Journey. She shares a lot of events that's happening in KC in Black spaces. And so she, of course, added the event that I'm gonna be at tonight. Monarch, no request. Pull up on me, Major. Shout out to Reed, 9 p.m. to 3 in the morning. They don't even leave Monarch open. Yes.
Oh, no. Y'all have fun with that.
So, that's the thing. Monarch doesn't even stay open that late. So, if you want some good R&B vibes, mashups, all of that, we're gonna be doing that. It's gonna be real fun. And, you know, pull up on me at Monarch over here in the plaza.
I ain't doing nothing this weekend.
You chilling. That's a great weekend, because the remainder of that weekend, me and you in the same boat. I am doing as little as possible. But I do know for some of our cousins out there that still get their workout in, I know Saturday, the Step It Up class, Body by Rita, is going on at Next Page. So I need to get back into that class. It was fun. I had a good time doing that. But yeah, like you said, I'm off the grid. I got a couple surprises planned for Valentine's Day. And after that, don't nobody call me, nobody text me.
Girl, what's going on?
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 64. Currently, it is 35, sunny skies in the River Market. Roxy Diaz shares one of her rules she has with her boo, Anthony Anderson.
I have a rule.
Oh,
okay.
Right, you gotta stop with these rules.
Wait. My rule is I don't bother him when he's on the golf course, and I do not bother him when he is at work. And he is currently on set of Star Search right now. They're doing rehearsals.
Who established that rule?
I did. Question, I mean, I don't think Kay's gonna call you when you're in the middle of... Listen, if I call right now, he thinks this is an emergency.
Man, that sound good. You know, I got a hard time, D, and this is in my personal life, too. I got a hard time believing people and what they say. Mm-hmm. I don't... When somebody says something, I'm always 90% of the time, I'm like, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe this all the way. Because I know how...
You know how situations... You know
the
how
ladies
stuff be
operate.
Happening.
Because, mm-hmm. look, and this is how it's supposed to go. Y'all supposed to be the number one priority. Now, they're not married or nothing like that.
Right.
But...
Right.
I know that if you don't treat the woman like the number one priority, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, certain dynamics. And I mean, they both work in similar fields, so I wonder if that is why she might have some understanding.
Maybe.
Whereas somebody that's not would be, they don't care. Maybe. You know?
Because that's like, I'm not calling my man when he's playing the game. Sure.
Yeah. Because why? In my head, it's like, why would you? Because you're not going to give me the attention right now anyway, so I'll let you enjoy your time and we're going to talk later.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Speaking about lying, there's something going on with Candy Burris and her estranged husband, Todd Tucker. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, the former Real Housewives of Atlanta star claims Todd has been living rent-free in her Atlanta guest house since their separation.
No!
And he hasn't paid a dime toward expenses.
I know that's right, Todd.
And she also claims that, of course, both of their children have celebrated two birthdays since they filed for divorce. And she alleges he refuses to help cover any of the costs for the birthday parties.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was there. And then also claims he has not contributed to tuition, school fees, supplies, or child support.
You're a monster.
Oh, she keeping
tabs. So the singer
is
now asking the judge to order Todd to pay child support. So
this is a mess.
This is a part of their legal battle that they're now in. Unfortunate to see it, but I don't know their whole dynamic, but my thoughts, I've always said, whoever's the primary caregiver, whoever's that kid is under, if they're under your roof, you probably should receive child support.
Okay.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those friendly, unpredictable, and humorous Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put
hold your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to reality star from the Black Ink Crew. Happy birthday to Puma. A big happy birthday to singer-songwriter, poet, and actress Natalie Stewart. A happy birthday to comedian and radio personality Jess Hilarious. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthday. Happy birthday, DK Woods, Juanita Allen Freeman, and Shante Wallace. Sending birthday love to Sharita Robinson, Kilo Sade, and Kiva Key. Plus, happy birthday to Nia Monet, Bob Chase, and everybody else born on February 13th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Alicia Reed.
Hey, Alicia, what you doing?
I am on my way to take my son to school.
Okay, what's your check engine light looking like?
Oh, it's off, honey.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad.
Whoa. You got too much dip on your chest.
I don't roll like that, okay?
No, that's right.
Is your Valentine the one who makes sure that your check engine light is off?
Of course, my husband, my boo.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, I love that.
Taking care of home. Man. All right, cousin, we got two tickets for the R&B Southern Soul Fest that we can send you and possibly your husband or maybe one of your homegirls, depending upon how he treating you on March 8th. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is finish these lyrics, and that prize is yours. You ready?
I'm ready. Doesn't lie, but you won't know unless you give it a try.
Give it a try.
Love won't lie.
There we go, cousin. I love that energy. It sounds like you ready for Valentine's, ain't you?
I'm ready.
Hey. A big one. All right, cousin. You get those two tickets to the R&B Southern Soul Fest. Who are you taking with you?
My husband, of course.
Perfect.
That's it. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting y'all hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103. Quiet.